Blog Talk Radio.
Baby girl in the interviews now, and I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now, cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now, but girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about tan lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave shopping sprees and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned with other men with you now, as long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. I make sure every quarter be cashing.
I can't really explain.
My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard? You would think I was crippin'. Now you relaxing in the bins. Credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxing when you spend. But since you've been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Some roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dip the deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious, dip taste sousa. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you fives and sixes.
Hello. Hey, Mr. Dollar Beat, man, just listening to you, man.
Oh, what's going on with you?
Pretty good, man. Just sitting back listening to your show.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Man, I want to start doing something on your show.
Huh?
I want to start doing something on your program.
Like what?
like entertainment news and stuff. I keep up with everything that's going on with all the different celebrities and stuff.
Oh, you got
I used to do it for radio stations down here.
Oh, you got something?
Huh?
You got something for us?
I ain't got nothing for you tonight, but I can prepare and get something that I can do, maybe like David Dang on it.
Okay.
I can do like a new segment for yourself since you come on every day.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay.
I'll be more than happy for you. I used to do that, but I don't know what happened. I just stopped out of the blue. I used to do it though.
And I'd be real hype about it too, man.
Yeah, that would be good. That's good.
Now you come on during the daytime, don't you?
Sometimes.
But mostly at nighttime.
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you actually come on at 9? Is it 9 o'clock?
Most of the time it's 9. Yeah. No.
Oh,
nine,
okay. 9
eight.
O'clock.
Come on.
And you stay on for like 9 to 11?
Yeah. Sometimes I go on. Sometimes I stay on. Sometimes I stay on real late. Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna keep you posted on that, man, because I'll be keeping up with a lot of stuff, especially going on with the hip hop scene.
Right. Yeah, I had Keith Murray on yesterday. Oh, you used to the show yesterday, right?
Not even a chance to, man.
Yeah, I had Keith Murray on last night.
Oh, man. Who you got coming on tomorrow?
Nobody.
Is it B2K?
That's Friday. That's Friday. Nia Long's coming, I think, Tuesday. Nia's coming, Nia Long, from the new movie, New Hair or something like that.
Oh, man.
And I got Warren G coming next week.
Yeah, man, I used to be a real big fan of his program, man, of him,
yeah.
Warren G.
Mm-hmm. He'll be here.
Yeah, that hot sound guy a long time ago.
Yeah, he'll be here next week.
Oh, man, okay. Well, I'm definitely going to be keeping up with you then, man.
Yeah, you got a song you want to hear?
Let me see. I don't know, I just love music, period, so... Whatever you got, man, just play it.
I don't know, man. I jump from back in the day to here, so I'll be all over the place. I mean,
if you got some old school baby face.
Yeah, actually, like the first one he made when he was with the group. I always play that song. I think it's called Two Occasions. I always play that song every since. You know, I had his brother on. A couple of weeks ago, I had his brother on here at the show.
I'm going to have to start calling in on your program, too, man.
Oh, no problem. Yo, call in sometime when I have the guest on, you know, ask him some
questions. I know, man. I guess I'd be missing out on it. I'd be doing so much.
Yeah.
You're so crazy or something.
That's understandable. you never sent me the message for your show, so I was like, you know, finally you see your page and stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to get my publicist to do it because she does all my paperwork and all my emailing and stuff.
No, on your site, on your show, like, you know, on the blog talk, send me a message from your page.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have her to do. I tell you what, I get her to do that tonight.
Yes.
I get her to do that tonight because it's Donnie B Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. You don't need a publicist to do that though. I got like 3 publicists. They just do.
I do, but she be getting paid for it, so.
Yeah, I pay mine $4,000 a month, so
Oh, man.
Publicists are expensive.
But you say a lot of stuff you like to do on your own, huh?
Majority of it I can, but, you know, my publicist does a good job. I haven't been promoting anything lately because I'm getting ready to release my album. Probably, if not the end of this year, the beginning of next year.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to have to do something on you, man.
Oh, no problem. Let me know. I do interviews myself. I'm going to try doing something out here on Blog Talk, and then, you know, I'm going to be on, you know, go out. I'm going to, you know, start promoting the album pretty soon.
Man, that's going to be nice, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be on 106, and I'm going to go all over. Oh, goodness. Let me see here.
You say you're going to be taking a tour, huh?
Yeah, to promote the single, yeah. I haven't been out in a long time with no music, so it's going to be a minute. It's going to be a long time.
So it's going to be a long time?
Yeah, since I've done music, you know. I do, you know, this
Man, okay. Man. Well, I'm going to call you back in a little bit, man.
Okay. All right.
All right, then.
lost sight of my dream, thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, but by my darkest hour, my faith kept me alive.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Somebody's always playing on my phone lines. That makes me mad. Ignorant people, don't call. And please do not call on my show and play on my phone lines. I announced that yesterday. Please.
Something. guarantee you to keep doing that. Calm down.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
It's Chuck, man.
Oh, how you doing, Chuck?
What's going on? I'm in a fucking car with this clown, man. What's going on, B?
Nah, man. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. That's like the third time I'm calling. Nobody's picking the phone up over here.
I saw you. I picked you up for the last time you went. You left, man. You disappeared, man.
Say that again?
I saw you when you called in the first time. I put you through. I was saying hello, and you just disappeared.
Yeah, nobody said nothing. I was going hello. Nobody said nothing.
You probably didn't hear me. So I'm glad you're here, and you know I'm glad you're here, though, Chuck.
Okay.
How's it going, though, man?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good. I'm trying to find a restaurant for this. All right, hold on. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
You good, Chuck? Go
ahead.
Yeah.
I got a crazy positive cane to call me.
It's okay, man. Tell myself what's up, man.
Huh? You laughing? I got a crazy positive cane to call me. Screaming about some chicken right now.
Oh, man.
Trying to find.
Make sure I send me some over here.
Send you over there. Where's your show at, dogs?
We are on my Fifth Avenue, 401 Fifth Avenue.
All right, so what's the flavor, man? What's going on, dog?
Man, you the man of the hour, man. You having a B-Day bash for 2 weeks?
Nah, man. I'm having two birthday parties. One at Taboo's, mm-hmm. and November 6th is
Spanish food.
At BB King's.
Right. Well, that's what I'm doing.
No,
I'm
man.
Fucking
don't tell me you don't. This is not going to be this, man.
Hold on, man.
I'm at the Spanish. I got to the Spanish place here.
Go ahead, man.
I'm
doing an interview right now. Jesus Christ, man. Go ahead, man.
Well, just talk about your BD bash you have, man.
Ridiculous, man. He's in my car wilding right now. Yeah, the party is November 6th at BB King's. Mm-hmm. I got MOP, the MOP... Jeff Red, Sosonic Force, Milk D, Paz K, Ron Browns, Serrani, Schooly D, Sticky in the Hoods, and Youngstar 63.
Mm-hmm. Now this is your B-Day bash. When is your birthday though?
Well, my real birthday is October 21st, so I couldn't get the spot until the 6th of November. So.
Okay, how old you gonna be? You wanna tell your age?
Come on, dogs. I'm 40. I'll be 47.
Oh man, it's not old, man. Man, you can't even put that Social Security yet, man. You're not complaining.
Oh, you got jokes. You got jokes, man.
Where's my invitation, man? Am I invited to the party, man? Or do I need
I got you, man. You see the number on the thing? You see the number that came up there, right? Just keep that number and call me, and I'll put you on the guesses. I got you.
All right, you need me to hit the stage or something? You need me to invite Whitney and Bobby, man? I got you.
Say that again?
You need me to invite Whitney over there, man, hit the stage for you, man?
I don't need no Whitney on the stage. What are you talking about, man? You got jokes, I see.
Nah, man. I'm excited, though. Chuck, you on about 90?
Yeah, I'm on Kiss. I'm on Kiss every Saturday from 10 to midnight with me and Bugsy. 98.7 Kiss every Saturday night. And you with the old school flavor, R&B's, a little reggae, and some new hip hop, but not too. I can't play no 50 Cent or like that, but I can play Eve or Common or what's the other cat? Mr. Cheeks. You know, I can play a little stuff like that. You know what I mean? I can struggle the line down the middle. I can't get ill with it, but I can play some rap. You know what I mean? And I can play all the old school stuff on there.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you probably spent some of my records over there, some of my old stuff over there. So how long you been over at Kiss?
Well, this is like my third time coming back there. But I started there in, 82, 83 I started there.
Okay. All right. I mean, I got to start about listening to the stations again, you know, to the 98.7.
Yeah, you're too busy with this internet, man. You're worldwide right now, you know what I mean?
Exactly, man. I done blew up, man. I just forgot. And even when I'm in the car, I don't listen to radio that much. So, you know, it's...
So how many people are listening to us right now, dogs?
Huh?
How many people listening to us now?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you right now. How many? All right.
They don't even know who's on the phone, do they?
I put up another show yesterday. They know DJ Chuck's on, man.
Chill out on the phone. There we go.
What else you got going on, Chuck? An album coming out?
Well, I'm working on Paz K here. You know, that's why he's in the car screaming at me. This guy's nuts, but I love him. You remember Positive K?
Oh, what? Oh, man, he was on some show. He was on some blog show a while back.
Yeah, so God of Philadelphia.
Yeah. You smart. You remember? Yeah.
I'm the one I hooked him up with that. Yeah.
Oh, for real? Okay. What's
yeah.
Happening?
So
what he got going on?
He got a new record with him and MC Light called I'm Still Not Having It.
Okay.
So they get ready to release that in a minute.
Yeah,
but I got this new artist called Young Star 6'3" I'm working with.
Yeah, tell him come out of show sometime, man.
Yeah, I will do that. I will do that.
Positive,
if he wants to come by there, let's set that up. We'll come by there.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, and also send me some of his music over here, whatever you know, so I can spin it over here too, man. You know, this is, you know, internet worldwide right now, so you know this.
Yeah, we know that, man. You know what you do? Give me Matter of fact, I don't know if you want to give me a number over this thing, do you?
No, it's not safe.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what you do. When the interview is over, call me back on my number, and we work everything out, and I'll come down here with him, all right?
All right.
That's no problem, man. We show everybody love. We got no problem with that.
No problem. I have another question for you. What else? You got clothing line coming out, man? Or you know?
I don't have none of that, man. You know what I mean? I need to make a spaceship and get out of here. That's what we need to do.
they about to blow us up right now, shooting shit in the moon. But
you know what I mean?
It's crazy right now, man. You could. So you on Sunday, Saturday? Give me a date.
I'm on every Saturday from 10
every
to midnight.
Ten to midnight.
With me and Bugsy.
I want y'all.
98.7 Kiss.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to look forward to coming to your B-Day bash, man. We said B.B. King's, right?
Yeah, it's the birthday bash. It's the birthday bash.
Birthday bash, B-Day bash. Your 74th birthday.
Oh, you got jokes. It's 47, dog. You got jokes.
But I'm not going to keep you, man. I'm going to let you get your chicken, man, and, you know, your
That's right. We're making it happen.
Send some over, man. Had a Chinese man ride a bike over here and send it over here, man.
Will do, dogs.
All right. Much love to you, man. I'm going to hit you up, man, with my number and everything, all right?
All right, my brother.
All right, man.
Peace out.
Shout out to DJ Chuck for coming on the show. I appreciate him much. Here is Music Soul Child for the night. Where is my...
For one night, I'm the man in your life, and we do the things that lovers do. All the loving you like, I give it to you just right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are, 'cause neither of us find anyone else.
Hello? Hello? Who's this 646? Let me go jump into a trail. Let me find out who this is actually calling, I'm saying. I have like 12 more minutes left until the shoot.
It's undeniable that we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Yeah. One, you're like a dream come true. Two, just wanna be with you. Three, girl, it's plain to see. Then you're the only one for me. And four, repeat steps one through three. Five, make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one. Yeah. So incredible the way things work themselves.
Hello? Nobody said anything. I'm trying to hold them back. Nobody said nothing on this. Oh, man. Nah, man, I'm not extending my show no more. Because I'm putting them through. Nobody said anything. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
How you doing? This is D Peppers and Jess Valet on the line with Mind Check Entertainment. We were calling in for the interview.
Yeah. I was saying hello. I don't know if you heard me, but I'm glad you. How you doing?
I'm pretty
hello,
good. How's everything with you?
All right.
I have Jess Valet on the line.
All right.
What's going on, man?
How you, man?
All right.
I almost forgot about you, homeboy. I had like 3 interviews to do today, so I almost forgot about you. No offense, though. But, glad to have you on, though, man. So, what's been going on with you, man? Hello?
Same old grind, man, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just promoting the singles that we have going on and promoting the website and the company. We got the new movement for the future, you know, Mic Check Entertainment.
Right. I've actually read a little about that, the little bio your publisher sent me. Do me a favor, and I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you're about. Let's introduce yourself for me, man.
Well, I mean, listen up, Just Relay the Future, the real MC coming straight out the Bronx. You know, just that real good music, that hip hop, that feeling that you get when you seen that, even go back to when Jay-Z did the concert at Madison Square Garden and he just represent where he's from. And it's just that real good music, that home feel, that substance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's Just Relay, the household name.
Right. So, well, what you got going on now, man? What you just said the single. What's the name of the single?
Well, we have a single called Look At Me.
Mm-hmm.
We have two singles that's about to drop on iTunes, Rap City, and then through DigiWax. Also, we have a video that we shot with E1, well, formerly known as Koch Records, Lost Not Found. That should be dropping. You should see that on MTV and then MTV Underground. So, I mean, we just have a lot of things going on right now in the movement. Check Entertainment, you know, the up-and-coming label. And we just signed a new artist out in Dubai and London.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, things are really, really motivating right now. We're not your norm, you know what I mean?
Right. You were in Dubai?
Well, no, I'm in the Bronx, New York.
No. I asked, you say it's an artist from Dubai.
Right.
I love Dubai. Dubai's a good place to visit, man. If you've never been there,
man.
Do go. It's a beautiful place, man. I performed over there several times. My next question, you, Koch, it's not E1 Entertainment. Are you affiliated with that label any sort? You just signed on with them?
Well, no, we did a video contract with a company, Lost Not Found /E1 Music.
Okay.
So it was a video production deal.
Okay.
We shot the first video for the single Brand New,
which
was produced by Chuck Heat. Chuck Heat is a producer out of California. He produced for Snoop, Devin the Dude, and a couple of other people. So, I mean, we linked up. You know, I flew out to L.A. He heard some of my music. I heard some of his beats, and, you know, the rest was history.
The single came out on iTunes. I didn't have the opportunity to load it up here, but believe me, the next day I'm gonna spin it for you, so don't worry about that.
Oh, definitely.
She got it to me a little too late, but I got you, though, man. Actually, the next show, I'll spin it for you, you know. So by the time this single, what else should I go on that you could talk about?
Well, I mean, right now we got movies that we're doing. I'm in a couple of commercials that we're going forward with, you know, so. And just linking up with my business partner, D Peppers, and my management, Jay Bello from Highlight Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We just climbing, man. We have a lot of productions going on in Miami that's about to go down.
Okay.
And it's just a lot, man, a lot on the table, and I'm just feeling real blessed that finally things are opening up and the doors are finally cracking open, you know?
Right. What actually made you want to, you know, get into, you know, the music game?
What really got me into it is just watching the people perform, just watching the icons, you know, the Biggies, the Jay-Z, seeing the Pacs, the Eminems, the Nas, you know. I'm more into to the writing part, the writing aspect of music, where it tells a story, you know, the metaphors, everything. It's not just speaking whatever that comes on your mind, just freestyling over songs, actual substance. And what really got me into it is just seeing how my words could just come across and just seeing the people feed to it, you know, seeing how they react to my music. And it's a craft, man. It's like an artist. It's like Picasso. He draws a picture, you put it out there, and you just see people just in amaze and awe seeing it in museums, and it's the same aspect as when you write in music. You want to see it there. You know, you want to take it to the next level of longevity.
Right.
You know, classic music.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So that's what really inspired me to just make real classic music, become that real household name, you know?
Right.
And just take Mic Check to the top. That's what it's about.
That's understandable, man. I don't know why you missed me, man, when you was on your projects, man. You didn't call me appearing no videos or appearing this, man.
We definitely got to hook up, man. I mean, come on. We got to call up Good Girls PR, man. Let's make that happen, you know?
Man, you can't forget about the homies, man. Can't forget about your homies.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. We definitely got to link up. Also want to give a shout-out to B. Howard. B. Howard is another producer that we worked with. You know, he's doing a lot right now. He's doing a lot. He's on the Marcus Houston, the latest album.
Okay.
And he has a couple of other projects that he's working on.
Okay. Marcus Houston was just on the show not long ago. Okay.
Yeah, man. That's huge.
That's huge right there.
We working with some big people, man. Like I said, I'm not your ordinary MC. We're working with a lot of people right now, and it's just, let's make it happen, man.
Let me say this. That doesn't matter if you're huge, you're indie, or you're major. I mean, sometimes any person can make the biggest record, you know, and the turnout is better than what the
oh yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
but you know what's positive though? It's the indies that keep your craft going. But when you see a major that looks at somebody that's not really 100% superstar status to the point where it's like tens of millions of dollars coming in, and then you see somebody that is on that status come in with a helping hand and say, hey, listen, I have something for you. That just tells you that you have elevated and evolved to the next level. That's
right.
The key.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not taken away from any producer. A producer is a producer. It's a marriage. It's what the producer and the person can make happen together. But you know what I mean? It's like saying somebody that just did a movie, you know, maybe a B movie, a C movie, maybe a Round the Way movie, and then you see Spielberg come and say, hey, listen, I want to pick that movie up. It's not saying that, you know, the other director is under Spielberg, but just for the fact that you can see people of that stature that's been in it for so long can reach out a helping hand. That's just saying you're doing something right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just being blessed and being happy.
Right,
and take
right.
whatever's coming, you know?
Right, no doubt. Good good luck with everything, though, man. And, you know.
Yeah, man, and, you know.
And give your shout-out. I mean, before you give your shout-outs, give your MySpace pages, your Facebook, your Twitter, your address.
Well,
your phone number,
you could. You could look us up.
Go
you
ahead.
Can look us up at micheckentertainment.com. That's micheckent.com. You know, we have the Just Relay site coming soon. You know, stay linked up. You can also subscribe on that website and, you know, just stay tuned on everything we're doing. And then the same thing with the Facebook and the MySpace is just / Just Rollet, JusRolle. You know, we're always looking for producers, you know, so any producers, any MCs, singers, anybody that want to get their stuff more out there and take it to the next level, you know, I'm always accepting everything. You know, that's the key thing, man. No matter where you at, always accept a ear for the next up and coming because you might walk past a superstar, you know?
That's right. Absolutely right.
So let me ask you something.
Sure.
You perform yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually starting back. I used to back in the day. Back in the early 90s.
Okay.
I used to sing with a group called Meant to Be. And we had a hit song called Dance With Me. We were out probably between 92 to 95. We disbanded in 95. So
okay.
You know, I started doing production, you know, and then somehow or another I landed over here at radio, and it's been history since then.
So is this history in the making right now? Just for
yeah,
making up with you?
We
going to make a hit?
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm in the studio now trying to do a comeback album, a solo album. So, you know, I may just give you that call. I may have my management give you a call, you know, tell you to come over to
okay.
the studio, man, and get something in, man. No, this is real talk,
okay.
man. I'm not one of those little cats who, you know, we say on the radio, it's just entertainment, you know, and it's just.
I
tell all my guests that, all of them, that when I say
okay.
it, I mean it. So it's not, I'm just not just playing and like, oh, that's just entertainment, you know.
Well, yeah, you hear that, peoples. Y'all hear that. We're about to make it happen.
I've been in the studio for a little bit. You know, Cool and Dre Soul's been doing the track, but, you know, I'm going to see if I'm going to go with that or not. You know what I mean? I got some options.
Yeah.
You know, we're
going to make it happen, man.
I'm going to be in touch.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be in touch with you, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I have my business partner, matter of fact, on the other line right now. Half of Mic Check Entertainment, D Peppers.
Yeah. He's the one brought you on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What's going
good,
on? How
good.
You,
I'm pretty good, man. I'm just sitting back and letting you guys have the interview. You know,
yeah.
Like just said, just to reiterate, you know, we're definitely in a position to make something big happen. So, right now we're just playing our cards right, sitting back
yeah.
and see what happens.
That's understandable, man. I'm be in touch with you guys, man. I got your number. So I'll be in touch with you guys.
Definitely, man.
All right, I'm gonna let y'all go, man. But y'all come back by the show anytime that y'all you want me to spend something, man. Just give me a holler and let me know. All right.
All right, we'll make it happen, man.
All right, y'all both be good.
All right, take it easy, man.